Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood idea fixer. Welcome back to Brainstorm Boost, 5-minute idea fix. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that might feel a little bit counterintuitive at first, but trust me, it's game-changing. Practicing self-compassion with kindness and understanding towards yourself. You know how you treat your best friend when they're going through a tough time? You be there for them, offer a listening ear, maybe even a shoulder to cry on, right? Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of love and support. Sometimes we get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, striving for perfection, pushing ourselves to the limit, that we forget to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer others. Ever felt that voice in your head, the one that's constantly criticizing, judging, and putting you down? That's not your friend. It's time to silence that inner critic and start embracing self-compassion. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. First off, recognize that everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, it's part of being human. We all stumble, trip up, and sometimes even fall flat on our faces. Instead of beating yourself up over those missteps, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Think about it like this. Every mistake is an opportunity for growth and learning. Secondly, practice positive self-talk. You wouldn't berate your friend for making a mistake, so why do you do it to yourself? Start replacing those negative thoughts with encouraging and supportive ones. When that inner critic starts chirping, tell it to zip it. Instead, remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and the good things about yourself. Thirdly, set realistic expectations. Remember, you're not a superhero. It's okay to say no, to take breaks, and to prioritize your well-being. Don't try to do everything at once. Focus on what truly matters and celebrate the small wins along the way. Remember, progress over perfection every single time. Next up, engage in activities that bring you joy and nourish your soul. Make time for hobbies, passions, and things that make you feel happy and fulfilled. It could be anything from painting, reading, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a walk in nature. Lastly, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting carried away by them. Mindfulness can help you cultivate a sense of inner peace and acceptance, making it easier to be kind to yourself. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work, and despite your best efforts, you stumble over a few words. The voice in your head starts whispering doubts, telling you you're not good enough or that you messed up the whole thing. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take hold, practice self-compassion. Acknowledge that it's okay to make mistakes, everyone does. Remind yourself of your past successes and the effort you put into preparing for this presentation. Take a deep breath, refocus, and continue with confidence. Remember, you've got this. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-compassion. Acknowledge mistakes, practice positive self-talk, set realistic expectations, engage in joyful activities, and cultivate mindfulness. By incorporating these practices into your daily life, you can create a more compassionate and supportive inner environment, empowering yourself to thrive both personally and professionally. Remember, being kind to yourself is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-awareness. You deserve all the love and support in the world, starting with the most important person, yourself. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep boosting, and remember to be kind to yourselves along the way. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder of their own awesomeness. Hit that subscribe button and leave us a review if you enjoyed it. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.